Oh, hello. This is a preview of Monologues episode 17. If you don't know what these episodes are, then chances are you're not a Patreon subscriber, though I sometimes publish them on the main feed. It's basically me and some synthwave and a whole load of things that I've got to say about music at the current moment. This episode is for Patreon subscribers, but you can become a Patreon subscriber by heading to the link in the show notes. This is the sort of thing that awaits you there. A little snippet of Monologues, episode 17. I'm going to stop the synth wave in a minute because I want to play you a little recording of an interview that I did with Sebastian Bach, the singer in Skid Row, or the former singer in Skid Row, and maybe again at some point. I interviewed him for Record Collector last Friday. Principally, I was talking to him about his new solo record, his first in almost a decade, Child Within the Man. It was a good time. When I was younger, I was such a big Nirvana fan, and Kurt Cobain hated Sebastian Bach. He thought he was an idiot, and maybe he was, he did some stupid stuff. But as I've got older and I've realised that there's much more to life than looking inward and navel-gazing and pontification, there is more to life than that. I feel like sometimes I did my life the wrong way around. I feel like when you're younger, maybe you're supposed to feel that more than when you get older, but I don't know. I suppose there's no one route. But whilst I thought that Sebastian Bach was a bit of an idiot when I was younger, as I've got older, I've developed a, dare I say, respect for the man. I find him very funny. I find his approach to life quite inspiring. Yes, he's a rock and roll survivor, but he also believes in the power of rock. He said that often during our conversation. But he didn't say it like that, the power of rock. He talks like Otto, the bus driver from The Simpsons. It's never rock, it's rock. Kiss. Rock and roll. I've done a better Sebastian Bach impression to my wife, but that wasn't so bad. But his new record, Child Within the Man, the sleeve was painted. It wasn't painted by, but it uses paintings by David Burke, who was his father. He was a painter. He was a painter of some note. And Sebastian found these paintings that had been left to him when his dad passed away a number of years ago. It was a real surprise. He didn't know these paintings existed, and they were paintings of him, and they were labelled for Sebastian. Because of the record that he's made, there's an awful lot of sort of celebrating, a little bit like what I was just talking about with Oasis, like celebrating that feeling of first discovering the power of noise and melody. In his case, that was Kiss and the great rock and roll of the 70s. I feel a little bit choked up actually talking about this. So the artwork that he found that was the paintings that his dad had done, as he said, an album sleeve from heaven. It was the perfect accompaniment to the music that's contained within. When I did the interview, which was last Friday, it was my dad's birthday. My dad passed away 18 months ago, but it would have been his birthday. It was his heavenly birthday, as they say. So I was telling Sebastian this, and well, I'll just play the recording. This is Sebastian on the phone to me last Friday. It's really weird we're having this conversation because my dad's been gone about 18 months.
Today
would have been his birthday.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Now you're making me all emotional.
It's pretty wild talking about your dead dad on my dead dad's birthday.
What's your dad's name?
His name is William.
Happy birthday, William. Happy birthday, William. Happy birthday.
I'm going to send that to my mum after we finish.
Okay. Happy birthday, William. This album is for you, dude.
I think he would have absolutely hated Skid Row and your music, by the way.
Well, thank you. But maybe he's up there with my dad looking at the cover of the record going, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, thank you for that, Seb. That was a lovely thing. Right, so two things there. One, I don't know why I call him Seb. It's the only time I've ever interviewed him. I probably never will interview him again. Seb feels incredibly forward